We believe that everyday unelected people, everyday unelected leaders have the power and the potential to change your city for the better. We believe in community organizing, number one. We believe in getting everyday leaders together and then working with them to strategize different ways in which they can approach situations, say the closing of a public housing development or say the absence of a grocery store in their community. How can they approach situations and develop strategies by which a community can come together to claim a win? We have a lot of different campaigns right now. We work with the Lincoln Park Neighborhood Association to help prevent the Central Avenue extension from destroying their historic African-American community park. We're working with the West Side Community Association and the People's Coalition for Affordable Housing to try to get more affordable housing for low-income people in the urban core and to save public housing projects. One of the campaigns that we're working on right now is called Poverty Free Chattanooga, and that looks specifically at poverty.
I was reading where the poverty level here in Chattanooga is extremely high, with like 27% of the city's residents living below the poverty line. So is this a way that you, again, work with city government and county government to attract more businesses to Chattanooga? Or where businesses go, hopefully housing will follow as well.
Almost, but not quite. This is what we do, but I want to reiterate this fact for your listeners right here. A New York Times article on America's growing poor and low-income populations, again, found that 27% of our city's residents live below the poverty line. We think that's outrageous, and we think that that's totally unacceptable. But let's dig into that number a little bit. Nearly double the national average. Okay, so that 27% number is nearly double the national average. Now, out of that number, women had 2/3 of the city's poor households. 42% of our children are poor, and that's nearly double the rate statewide. So when we're confronted by statistics such as these, when we're confronted by statistics such as Chattanooga's economic disparities being disproportionately felt by minority communities, by African-American communities, where the average African-American household's making $26,000 a year, whereas for whites, it's $54,000, $55,000. We've got to take a step back and not just say, well, the answer is to recruit businesses, obviously, or the answer is to do this. What we have to do is look at what other cities are doing. Look at how other cities have crawled their way, hopefully, out of this mess that we've gotten in. And that's what Poverty Free Chattanooga is all about. It's all about looking at what are the best policies, economic development policies, housing development, affordable housing policies. What have other cities done? So hopefully we don't have to reinvent the wheel here.
And like you said, there are other cities that really have done wonderful jobs in reduction of poverty, such as Traverse City in Michigan and Savannah, Georgia. What activities or instruments have those cities used to help reduce the poverty rates there?
Oftentimes what happens is in one of these commissions that comes together, it's citizens, actually, that start them, not policymakers and not elected officials. They've got their own work to do, but it's everyday citizens that come together and say, hey, you know what, these numbers, this poverty and these socioeconomic trends are unacceptable. So they come together first, and then they're doing kind of like what we're doing. We're having some discussions, having some talks, and trying to narrow down what the focus is going to be. Is it going to be poverty as it relates specifically to racial inequity? Is it going to be poverty as it relates to gender gap and how women are oftentimes the face of poverty? We want to talk about poverty through the lens of education, specifically through a justice or progressive center lens on that. So they come together and they say, okay, these are going to be our focuses, right? And then they do research, issue annual reports, and decide, okay, this is going to be the list of resources. This is going to be the list of policies that we're going to have policymakers hopefully adopt. And then they go out and they advocate and they lobby on behalf of those things.
You're listening to Around and About Chattanooga. I'm Mark Colbert, and I'm speaking with Perrin Lance. He is the executive director of Chattanooga Organized for Action. This grassroots organization is working with citizens, community leaders, to address the problem of poverty throughout the Chattanooga area. Now, back in July 7th, you had kind of a town hall meeting. What were some of the things that were discussed, and what did you come away with understanding from that meeting?
It was fascinating. It was absolutely fascinating. And poverty-free Chattanooga, by getting people together that care about poverty, both professionals and community, grassroots folks, You know, it's open to everybody, Democrats, Republicans, left and right. By getting people together that care about poverty, immediately solutions already started popping up. For instance, we had some education folks that showed up, people that really cared a lot about education, people that work with trying to get adults back into college, so on and so forth. And one of the things that we learned is that, all right, well, for instance, you can have a whole ton of programs dedicated to getting adults back on their feet, getting them to college, so on and so forth. But if the car to bus system doesn't run to the colleges at the hours that they need to do, then they can't even get there. So immediately, simple solutions to challenges that are causing a lot of harm to people immediately began to present themselves. It was a fantastic meeting. We had several dozen people attend over at the Development Resource Center.
When is your next meeting coming up?
September 8th. It's going to be September 8th. It's going to be that second Monday in September. It's going to be at 11 a.m. We're working on finding a new location for this meeting. It's going to be from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. And if people want to get more information, they can go to chataction.org. That's C-H-A-T-T, action.org.
How many people are organized for action? I'm sorry.
For Chattanooga Organized for Action. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a good solid core of about 40 or 50 members. But on our volunteer list, we have close to 2,000 people that at one time have participated with us, worked in a campaign, signed a petition. And those are all Chattanoogans. Those are all local people that care about justice and care about making a better city.
And for those that want to become a member, how would they go about becoming a member?
It's easy. All you have to do is go on the website. We take contributions. You can give whatever amount that you want to give monthly. You can give once a year, yearly. We would love to have you on board. We're going to have a membership meeting that will be open to the public, people that are interested in Chattanooga Organized for Action. It's going to be this upcoming Wednesday, August 13th at 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at the fourth floor of the downtown library. And there we're going to talk about a whole host of issues. We're going to talk about economic inequity. You know, I want to say that one of the things that I've learned is that, you know, even though policymakers or politicians are supposed leaders may not talk a lot about poverty. That doesn't mean that Chattanooga doesn't care. Most of the Chattanoogans I know, most of the people, the good people that I know, care about poverty. They're upset that we have the disparities that we do. They're upset that 45% of our children are poor, and they just don't really know what to do about it. But you can do something about it. Join Poverty Free Chattanooga. Join Chattanooga Organized for Action. Get out there. Act. Do something. Talk to your council person. Talk to your mayor. Let them know that poverty matters. Let them know that we can't have a city that is divided between an almost decadent rich excess and desperate declining poverty. We can't have a city like that. It won't stand, and we don't have to.
Well, Perry Lance, thank you for joining me here on Around About Chattanooga.
Hey, it's great. Thank you very much.
For Around and About Chattanooga, I'm Mark Colbert.